I'd like to turn, first of all, to a verse in Matthew 11 and verse 6. Jesus says here about a blessed person. There are many blesseds in Matthew chapter 5 in the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness and things like that. Here it says, blessed is the man who is not offended with me or doesn't take offense at me. Offended because of what reason? Because we expected the Lord to do something for us and he did not do it. That's one of the main reasons why many believers get offended. You know, they pray for something and they have promises in scripture. They think they have fulfilled the conditions. The answer doesn't come, and for a long, long time, some sickness is not healed. Some problem is not solved. And then it is possible to get offended with the Lord. Think of this verse. Blessed is the man who is never offended with me in any situation. So I don't want to make any of you feel condemned. But ask yourself this situation. Ask yourself this question. Have you ever been offended because the Lord did not do something you wanted him to do? Or you expected him to work in a certain way and he did not work? You prayed, you thought you fulfilled all the conditions, and no answer came. You waited a long time. And things got from bad to worse. And did you get offended? Turn to chapter 13. Here it speaks about different types of soil on which the Word of God is sown. It's good for us to meditate on this passage, the parable of the sower in Matthew 13, verse 18 onwards, and to ask ourselves if we fit into any of these categories. I'm thinking of one particularly. Verse 20, the one on whom the seed is sown in rocky places. He hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. I'm sure all of us can look back at times when we, maybe the first time we heard the word of God, or sometime we were gripped by the word of God and with tremendous joy we received it, or some moment when faith was born in our heart, or we got filled with the Holy Spirit, some wonderful experience or some amazing answer to prayers. And we received God's word with joy. But because we did not allow that word to take firm root, when some affliction or persecution arose, immediately, it says in the margin of my Bible, is offended. Sometimes they fall away. So that's another reason why we can be offended, because I didn't expect the Christian life to turn out like this. I thought it would be very different. And it says here about Jesus himself when he went to Nazareth, which was his hometown. Verse 57, they were offended with him. In his own hometown. Verse 57. And that is because he did not do many miracles there. They expected him to do miracles and they got offended. It's not only in Nazareth 2000 years ago. It's possible even with some of you that perhaps you got offended. You didn't express it because you know that it's not good to say something like that. But you wanted the Lord to do and work in some way and he did not. He did not work in the way you expected him to work. He did not do the miracle you expected him to do. And instead of saying, well, Lord, I bow down before you. I'm a sinner saved by grace. I deserve nothing but hell. You know, a lot of this depends on our recognizing what we deserve. I feel that with many believers, after having been believers for some time and we're faithful and going to church, staying away from sin, and all these good things, after a while, somehow we feel that now we deserve something. We've been faithful, we've been good, we've overcome sin, we've given up this, given up that, given the other thing. We are doing the Lord's work, we've sacrificed and all that. At least now we deserve something. I want to believe all my life that the only thing I deserve is hell. My life's been a very happy life. I'll tell you honestly, I'm a very happy Christian. I was not a happy Christian in the days when I thought I deserved something from God, something good. But I've been a supremely happy person when I realized if God gave me what I deserve, it would be only hellfire. I don't know whether all of you believe that. I know you believed it in the beginning when you were not just converted. But after some years of faithfulness, you still believe that? I believe it. And so my life is very happy. I do not have a single complaint against God for any unanswered prayer or something that did not work out the way I expected it to work out. I don't have any complaint about the way somebody treated me. I thought, why didn't God deal with him when he was cheating me like this or doing this to me and I'm faithful to God? No, I have no disappointment. I'm trying to lead you into a life where you'll never be offended with the Lord, where you'll never be disappointed. Your entire Christian life, every single day, will be one of, like it says, the joy unspeakable and full of glory. Are you familiar with that verse? I must show it to you. It's a fantastic verse. If you don't know it, it's in 1 Peter and chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1 and here it is, 1 Peter. You rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. 1 Peter 1 and verse 8, the last part. You greatly rejoice. 1 Peter 1 and verse 8. Unspeakable, and in one translation it says inexpressible or glorious, inexpressible joy. That's the type of joy we're supposed to have all the time. You trust in, the Message Bible says, you trust in with laughter and singing. Isn't that a good way to trust the Lord? Constant laughter and singing because God's been so good to us. Joy which cannot be expressed in words. But yet, most Christians don't have that type of experience. They're offended.